Hello, sports fans. It's time for the Idaho Sports Report Daily Podcast with news, updates, interviews, and clever commentary. Here he is, Jeff Duncan.
Good Monday morning. Welcome into the Monday edition of the Idaho Sports Report. I'm Jeff Duncan. Hope your back to work Monday is going well so far. One football score from Saturday. It was Coeur d'Alene over Mercer Island, Washington, 39-21. It wasn't pretty, but the Vikings got the job done. A soccer score from Eastern Idaho. Century took care of Twin Falls 5-0 to raise their record to 3 wins, 3 losses, and 1 tie. Century plays Blackfoot on Tuesday at 4:30 p.m. The other boys' soccer game in Eastern Idaho on Saturday, Highland beat Madison 4-1. In girls' action, American Falls took care of Buell 6-0, and they came back the same day, beat Filer 6-2. That's girls' action from Eastern Idaho. In volleyball action in Eastern Idaho, Madison won the Skyline Classic. You can read more of that article at prpreps.com. Fruitland High School had a game on Saturday. They played Casa Robles of California down in the Smacktown and Sacktown, and Fruitland came out on top of Casa Robles 29-22. Joe Moderano had a nice day for Fruitland, finishing 8-for-10 passing, 153 yards, and adding 63 yards rushing. You can read the rest of that story at the Idaho Statesman. Minico High School also went down to Sacramento to play in the Smacktown at Sacktown. They came out on the short end of the stick with a 34-21 loss to McClemens High School out of Oakland, California. And sticking with football, how about take a peek at the gridiron game picks? These are the season standings so far. Boyd Jensen remains in first place. Paul Kingsbury comes in at number 2. Scott Jardine, 3rd. Tyler Richens, 4th, and Mike Kramer rounds out the top 5. 6 through 10, Alan Erickson, Lance Steyer, Brian Thompson, Eldon Adams, and John Hansen. Other Idaho sports so-called experts, yours truly in at number 36, Matt Harris, number 45, Gary Jones, the oldest broadcaster in the USA, comes in at 61, and Scott Burton is number 73. Don't forget to get your Gridiron Game Picks in. Just go to idahosports.com, click on Gridiron Game Picks, and that'll do it. We still have that preferred hotel section at idahosports.com. We only partner with the better hotels across the state of Idaho. So go to idahosports.com, click on preferred hotel section. And if you're going on a road trip to see your favorite team play or your son or your daughter play in a tournament somewhere, please go to the preferred hotel section at idahosports.com. You'll get some great deals on some real nice hotels all across the state of Idaho. That'll wrap it up for the podcast for a Monday. Hope you have a great Monday. Talk with you Tuesday morning. This podcast is posted by 11 a.m. every weekday morning.
That does it for today's Idaho Sports Report. But don't worry, Jeff will be back tomorrow with another podcast guaranteed to be more entertaining than today's. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We'll see you tomorrow right here on idahosports.com.